Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's October 23rd, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released March 21st, 2003.
Nazarene. In our online book, The Truth Is Here, we describe two extraterrestrial races that are similar to Haitians, our ancient ancestors, reptilian in appearance. They have developed a religion similar to the Nordic belief. Do they have a part of their afterlife that's like Asgard and Olympus? I'm sure our listeners would like to know.
Again, Aurora, this is a case of parallel development. A race that developed along the same lines as another one. And yes, these people do have a place much like Asgard. Their ways of celebrating their lives in the afterlife is almost identical to the way that people of Odin celebrate their lives. And their traditions and everything are so much like theirs that it is just absolutely marvelous, especially the warrior class, the members of this race that are mercenaries and warriors and fight for other people. Though they fight for other people, they are extremely just and honorable and would not do anything dishonorable, and anyone that asked them to would be in a lot of trouble. So when people hire these people, they have to be careful that they only ask them to do things that are honorable and just. Because of their traditions, they would never do anything that wasn't, and they would turn on any people that tried to make them do things that were unhonorable. These are a marvelous people. They are a wonderful people. I have talked with many of them and find them very, very charming, and they find me very interesting and love to talk with me. And it is just strange the way things develop so alike.
Ooh, that sounds wonderful, Nazarene. Our friend Jesse will be happy about that answer.
Always glad to please old Algod, Allura, and his father Odin. We need every friend we can get right now.
We'll be back after the break.
Greetings. This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. I invite you to read my free book, The Truth Is Here, if you really want to know what's going on with aliens. It may be found at
http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/true/forward.htm.
Jesus of Nazareth here. Allura's busy, so I'm going to take this segment by myself again. We are getting complaints constantly saying, we're wasting our time. This can't possibly work. Demetrius could never become president of the United States. There is just no possibility of it. Contraire, there is every possibility of it. All we need is just a little tiny bit of help from those in the material world. Just a little tiny bit of support. And this thing will work. We have the power. We have power in abundance. We just need a few people in the material world to make it work. Unfortunately, we have a whole lot of people that believe but just won't go public. They say, oh please, my mother is so much against this. If she found out I was working for this campaign, she would disown me, and I couldn't deal with that. Well, will you be able to deal with your mother starving to death when there's no food left on Earth because all life on it is dying? You have to make a decision, life or death, and that's what this election is all about. We have a dream of awakening the American people and having them do what is right, and that dream can come true, but it is all up to you. It is all up to the people out there. We have done all we can. Now it is in your hands.
We'll be back again.